When acting as pilot in command, you have to have your pilot and medical certificate in your physical possession or readily accessible in the aircraft. If you're a glider or a balloon pilot, you don't need a medical certificate. If you are a recreational pilot acting as PIC, you must have a current logbook endorsement in your possession within flights 50 nautical miles from the departure airport. You have to present your pilot license and medical certificate for inspection upon request of any FAA, NTSB, federal, state, or local law enforcement officer request. All pilot certificates except student pilot certificates are valid indefinitely unless surrendered, superseded, or revoked. In other words, pilot certificates are issued without a specific expiration date. They're valid as long as your medical certificate is valid. If you have a student pilot license or student pilot certificate, your privileges are limited to solo flights or flights with an instructor. A private pilot has unlimited solo privileges. A private pilot can carry passengers or cargo as long as the flying is for the pilot's pleasure or personal business and is not done for compensation or hire. If you're a private pilot, you can fly in conjunction with your job, provided that flying is incidental to your employment. As a private pilot, you may not pay less than the pro rata share of the operating expenses of a flight with your passengers, provided the expenses only involve fuel, oil, airport expenditures, or rental fees. The only time passengers may pay for the entire flight is if a donation is made by the passengers to a charitable organization which is sponsoring the flight. Commercial pilots may fly for compensation or hire. And airline transport pilots may act as pilot in command of airline and scheduled commuter operations. I mentioned that